We are all working very hard to make one extra dollar. The whole life we are spending on making the wealth. That wealth is called as dana. The wealth, what we have, at best, it stays up to with us till we kick the bucket. Many times, the wealth we acquire is of no use even while we are alive. At best, it is of use until we die. In the many cases, it is not of use in the amount of wealth we acquired. The wealth we acquired, if it is not utilized properly, it becomes like undigested food. It bothers us. We feel miserable with the wealth also. You acquired so much of wealth, you could not dispense the wealth. It has become a burden. That wealth, whole life we are acquiring, that wealth is called as kudana. Ku means kupsita. Kupsita, what pulls us down, that wealth. That wealth is called as kudana. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about earlier, when this wealth is there, it appears to be very thrilling, but ends up as a pain. That is called as a rajasic wealth. Vishayendriya samyogam yathadagre amrutopamam pariname vishamiva tatsukam rajasam smritam. That pariname vishamiva, it becomes like a poison. The many people, many wealthy people, so much of money, even the deathbed, they are haunting them. Please sign here, please sign here. They don't worry whether this person is alive or not. They are worried about that person's wealth. That wealth, it has become like a noose around that person. There is another wealth, that another wealth called as sadhana. Dhana means wealth. Sa means sattvic. Sa means what accompanies with you all through, not only through this life, beyond. Beyond, when you go, what goes along with you, it is called a sadhana. Sadhana, sattvic. Sattvic, initially to acquire the wealth, that sadhana, it requires a lot of effort. You have to get up early every day. You have to forego your social engagement. You have to do the sadhana. Yathadagre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam tatsukam sattvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadanam. Sri Krishna talks about, at the beginning, sadhana is like a poison. Everyone is laughing at you. You have to struggle. But pariname amrutopamam, end result, you are happy. Entire world is sulking, but you are happy. That type of sukha, it is called as atma buddhi prasadanam. That wealth gives you a lot of satisfaction within. Happiness within. Atma buddhi prasadanam. You feel good about yourself. The time you have invested. That sadhana. Sattvic wealth. The sattvic wealth is sadhana. The kudana, moving away from the whole world, is for the kudana, the sadhana. We are respected for four things in the life. The first, we are respected based on the seniority. Seniority, that people may respect you as a senior citizen. Second one, they may respect you for the wealth you have. Kudana, that person is a very rich person, people may respect you. The third type of people respect because of your connections, political connections and influence. The fourth type of respect you command is because of the sadhana. That person may not have money in the pocket, but respected. The first three type of respects are time-bound, limited place, and only for a small duration you may command respect. But person with sadhana respected all through. People revere, look up to that person, the sadhana. To do the sadhana, you need the teacher. Without a guru, you can't do the sadhana. To acquire, I don't know what to, whole world is pushing me to acquire the outer wealth, but there is something beyond that one. Yes, outer wealth is required, but not the end. I need to invest on something apart from that one. That one is a guru is required. For doing the sadhana, a group of us from three continents went to Himalayas. We went in the Aspire, we called it as Sadhana Yatra. Yatra is not Jatra. There are two things, Jatra and Yatra. Jatra means going with the crowd without any purpose, without any aim. Jatra is like a fair, everyone, Melbourne Cup, everyone is going, no purpose, I am following the crowd. That is called as Jatra. Yatra means you are traveling in the aspiration of doing the, with the purpose. You are traveling alone with the intention, with a goal. Your jatra gets converted into yatra when you travel with an inspired teacher. Otherwise, group means jatra. Chit chat and commenting on everything, it becomes a jatra. When you have an inspired teacher along, your jatra becomes a yatra. We went to Himalayas, went to the place, there is no communication also, no network. Totally isolated from the society. Himalaya is a mystical place. The place of the abode of Siddha Purushas, abode of divine beings. The divine divinity re-vibrates everywhere. The abode of exotic herbs. That Himalaya, the waterfall everywhere. We went there. Got totally disconnected from the outer world, and we did not, some of us took a bath in the frigid cold water early morning. We did not mind the type of the shelter we had. We were in the tent and uneven surface, no bed. We did not mind. That was not important. Our purpose was clear. This is an yatra, it's not a jatra. In jatra, you look for those ones. We did not mind the type of food, type of bed, and cold water, difficult situation, with the intention of doing the sadhana. I want to acquire that wealth. I want to acquire that wealth so that that wealth, with the intention, I never should feel impoverished in life. Those who have done the sadhana, they never will feel impoverished. They always will feel abundance in life. The abundance in life. That sadhana we forego when we are disconnected from everyone. When we are not dependent on outside. When our attachment to the outer things naturally has severed. Naturally we connected within. Meditation dawned. Meditation happens when you are no longer an important person. You disconnected from everything. Then when ego melts down, God comes in. When ego is there, God is not there. In the same place, two cannot be there. Ego ego means I am connected, I am responsible, I am important, I am engaged. In that place, you have become nobody. You are disconnected from everything. When ego has melted, then God comes. God and ego cannot exist, coexist. That divinity, in that place, when the sadhana happens, divinity dawns. Divinity dawns in you. The sadhana's purpose, divinity has to dawn. When you become nobody, when the ego melts down, the divinity manifests through you. When the divinity manifests, one who has done the sadhana becomes like a towering personality like Himalaya. People look up to that person. One who has done a sadhana, look up like a Himalaya, towering personality, and to do the sadhana, what? Guru is required. Guru is not the one who walks for you, who in the car, he won't take control of your steering wheel. He won't take control of your life. Guru enables you to do the sadhana. You hold the steering wheel, you move ahead, you travel further, you go travel higher in your life. Guru sits beside you and motivates. Guru is not the one who carries you, I will walk for you. He wants you to become someone extraordinary. In the car, if the passenger is a guide, Guru is like a GPS. When we are going, we need a navigation map. Guru is a navigator, guides us, go there. Travel here, inspires us to travel further and higher in your life. And take responsibility for your life. As long as you want to be in the driver's seat of your life, want to have steering wheel in your hands, I am happy to sit beside you to motivate you to travel further and higher in life. You come together. Let us reach great heights in life. I am willing, those who wants to travel in their life, they want to take control, they want to be in the driver's seat. I am happy to sit beside you. Together, let us reach the new destination, new heights. Let us together become a towering personality.